Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170
The Answer.
We are the only motorsport show in Southern California that's been on as long as we have been on. And I'm not telling you how many years because it's way too long.
Because you want people to think you're younger than
you
are.
Yeah, that's right. San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection is an advertiser for this segment, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. If you've got a hot rod, race car, classic car, maybe you're taking it to Pebble, Stan does them all. When it comes to carburetor fuel injection and distributor rebuilding, he is the man. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. Now, you talk about a promoter that's on his feet. I just called Don Taylor. He's doing the driver safety seminar at the Long Beach Grand Prix 4 minutes ago, and he's on the air with us right now. Don, thank you very much for taking time out of
That's a promoter.
Yeah, well, he's getting ready for the Long Beach Grand Prix in this huge seminar, and I think it's important that the folks down here in San Diego know all about this seminar.
For racers, yes.
Talk to us, my friend. Talk to us.
Hey, Dave. How we doing?
Excellent.
And Michelle.
Great. And Michelle. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Don Taylor, yes. I'm the director of the Stand 21 Safety Foundation, okay? And we've put on for years now seminars, safety seminars for race drivers, okay? And we've done this at Long Beach during the Long Beach Grand Prix weekend. This will be our seventh year coming up here.
Nice.
But the thing is, when I say seminar, and I hate to say that, it sounds so academic, you know, and really what we're trying to do is just help racers understand as consumers of safety goods and services that they need to kind of be aware, too, of what's out there. You know, you could buy a helmet at the flea market for maybe $10, right? But it ain't going to protect you like a real helmet would. So you need to know the terms about that. Fire safety courses in all kinds of racing, an important thing. And we got someone talking about concussions, big topic here in all sports, including racing. And, if you think you might have had a concussion, there's certain steps you could take or your crew could say to assess what's going on there and get you the proper care.
Sure.
We know about that now, okay? So Jim McCallion, who runs the Long Beach Grand Prix, has invited us back. We've got the, like I said, subject of concussions. We've got Nitro Joe Powell, a drag racer, but also an EMS guy. Mm-hmm. And he says, when you go to the track, you know, don't just assume they've got the medical team on staff there and they got the right equipment and everything. You need to look around as a racer. Racer, beware. And then Dr. Jacques Delahar of Performance Prime. He works with a number of race drivers and other performance athletes. And he knows a lot about focusing, you know, and is obviously important in all kinds of racing and important for crews and everybody, you know, to pay attention to what's going on. Mm. And it's not just, hey, pay attention to what's going on. He gives you some exercises. He, works with you to show you how this whole thing works and how to better get yourself in focus for better performance. Mm.
Wow.
So we have them. We have some drivers. We have some drivers talking about their experiences. If you saw Johnny Lindbergh's crash with John Force a few weeks ago, in Arizona. So Johnny's with us, and he's going to tell us about that and things he's learned about safety, having that parachute wrapped around his face, stuck in the car. Luckily, he didn't get engaged in the fire there. Courtney Crone, you know Courtney?
Oh, yeah, we know her very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a good pal of ours. She's not racing that day, so she will be with us as well.
Excellent.
She's, of course, she's a 12-time champion now, and she's only 16. I think she turns 17 here pretty soon.
Yeah.
But she'll be with us. And Oriol Servia.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
In IndyCar racer. Yeah.
Sure.
But he also ran in Formula E, and I'm going to ask about what are the safety concerns on these electric cars?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, good point. Very timely.
You know, Yeah, because we're going to see more of that. You know, just we are. And so you ain't going to get on fire, but you're probably going to get potentially shot if you don't know what you're doing there.
That could be shocking.
Yes, har, har, har.
It could be quite shocking.
And the EMS, you know, the EMS and safety people have to be completely retrained to deal with cars that are all electric versus gasoline.
Exactly. Wow. And you see the dealerships and anybody working on electric vehicles now, like the Nissan Leaf or the Bolt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bolt, B-O-L-T.
Right.
Yes, they go through a lot of training there because you don't want to get in that kind of situation.
Well, we had a situation at one of our local tracks, and I'm not going to mention any of it because it was a terrible situation. But it was a race driver that had lost a lot of weight and still wore his old helmet, still wore his old jacket, and he was trying to get the car lighter, so he impacted the roll cage, you know, trying to gain a few more ounces so he could go faster, and he's no longer with us today because of those three items.
Wow, what a shame.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that you have people that have been in the industry that have dealt with crashes and can tell you, you know, what the repercussions are, because we watch it on TV or even if it's at the strip, we don't think nothing of it. They got all these big suits on, they got these big helmets on, they got all, but that's not it. It's much more than that. An attitude, you know, I always used to tell people with Dale Earnhardt Sr., one of the reasons I think he's no longer with us is it was the first time he's ever, you know, stayed in the back and basically blocked for his son and Michael. And as he was going up to turn four to go into the wall, I think he had his head turned to the left to watch the wind, which is, puts his neck and head in a really bad position when you hit the wall. Didn't look like that hard of a hit. Plus, his seat was not up to standards, and he always used to wear his belts loose. So his was a recipe for disaster. He just didn't think, you know, he thought he was invincible. That's my take on how he's no longer with us, because I know it snapped the basal at the bottom of the base of the spinal cord, at the base of the head, you know, and just good quality safety. And you're right. I do a military training. I tell these military guys on a motorcycle, you drop that helmet once, go buy another one.
Yeah,
because it's worthless. It's garbage.
Right. And then Hans devices, too. I mean, things have come such a long way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to be with General Motors, and I ran the NASCAR program living in Charlotte there. And so I'm familiar with Earnhardt's seat and belts and attitude, frankly.
Yeah, frankly.
And yet, you know, and it passes inspection. And just like the racer you mentioned earlier, I'm sure his helmet, ill-fitting helmet, still passed inspection.
Yeah.
So you can't just, yes, you meet the rules. Yes, the people at the track may say, yeah, you're fine. But you still have to take care of yourself, just like we're all saying here.
Yeah. Can you imagine Earnhardt trying to get through tech today? Never. There'd be a fight in the pits like you would not believe. But he's the reason. He's the reason.
And he, yes. Unfortunately, a lot of the rule changes get triggered by technologies like that.
Yeah.
Ayrton Senna, you know, that's changed a lot in Formula One.
Yeah.
Hey, another topic, by the way. I don't know if you caught the Formula One race here in Australia on early this morning. But the cars, for the first time, have that halo.
Oh, we did a segment on it. I can't get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and then get up again at 5 to go do television. So I'll have to wait for the recap. Okay. But how did that system work?
I won't spoil the race for you.
Thank you.
The system was fine. No one complained. And you look at it on TV, and it almost looks normal. It almost looks like, it's a protective thing there that we're going to get used to and will get used to as people watching it. But I was going to mention another one of our speakers at our seminar at Long Beach is Jeff Horton. And Jeff is the, for IndyCar, he's the director of safety and tech. Okay. And if you've noticed, they've been working on a halo alternative, which is really a big, fat, thick windshield, kind of like off of a jet plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's polycarbonate, but really precision molded, you know, for vision through it and for strength and everything. So So he's been doing a lot of work with that, and they tried on the Indy cars so far, at least on one of them, and that looks like it'll be a nice alternative for head protection, alternative for the halo. So well, he will be with us.
Yeah.
Explaining for us all of that. Yeah. So,
well, especially with these open wheel cars, because when they get up on top of one another, there is no protection. There is absolutely zippo for the driver, because a wheel could get into the cockpit, a suspension component could get into the cockpit. That's out of all the racing venues out there, I think the open wheel is the most vulnerable, and it needs the most attention to safety.
Yeah, and we've seen for a long time the cages on the sprint cars and midgets and all, and and the window nets, the whole thing.
Yeah, but if you don't keep if you don't keep that driver in the seat, that's where you get yourself into trouble. Hey, I want to thank you very much, Don, for taking time out of your day and calling in about the Driver Safety Seminar. How can people find out more about it? Got a website?
The simple thing to remember is go to this website and simply racinggoessafer.org. That's racing like it sounds, racinggoessafer.org. Just those three words spelled out together, end-to-end.org.
Perfect.
And there's the information there. And I should say the seminar part is free, although you will need a ticket or some track access to get in there. But we've, as a foundation, we've put our own money into this to try to get the word out there and get experts gathered to share with racers. And I'm talking racers from, track day guys or short track guys or drag racing guys or motorcycle guys, even karting. So it really applies to everybody, the lessons that we have. So,
all right. Well, hey, thank you very much.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. And anytime or something else comes up about this and the safety, give me a call, because I know some other safety experts I could hook you up with.
That'd be great.
Interview.
And I'll try to do it with a little bit more than a 3-minute window.
Yeah, we generally book things way ahead of time. But we just kind of got excited about this topic.
No, I got it. I just got it this morning in an email. And I got so excited about it. I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if I could call him. I wonder if he'll let me get away with it.
So thanks for hanging out with us on the fly.
Hey, and I'll send you a copy of the show. You can do what you want to do with it. Put it on your website, whatever. Just let me know.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Don.
Take care now.
I hope that's a great show and great seminar for the racers.
Yeah, look forward to it. All right, hey, folks, we got Dirt Dude in the wings. He's getting ready to tell us all about Barona Speedway last night, because the new clay was flying from what I hear.
The racers loved it.
Right here on Racer Radio, I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer. I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. Nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. You can go down there and check out the new and used cars. 80% of their used cars are trade-ins, believe it or not. That's right. They actually pull them in from you, the consumer, so they don't go to the auctions, and that's good for that. They take care of Barona Circle Track, located out at Barona Speedway. Go to baronaspeedway.com. It's right there up off Wildcat Canyon Road, right about 4 miles north of the casino. But for all the action, baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com. All right, we got Dirt Dude on the line. Man, I bet it was a wild night last night.
Hi, Dirt Dude.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
It was a good night last night. Cold. I think that's the coldest I have been in a long time. I mean, that's actually wore a jacket. I had a hoodie pullover on last night because it was cold.
But you had your shorts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had my shorts on, but I had to put a jacket on. Good night. Had a little over 600 fans, and I figured we had probably had more because, all the big push we've been doing for advertising about the whole new change of the track. I'm sure a lot of people were interested, but I'm sure a lot of people were scared off by the cold and you know, a lot of people are huddled down in the stands, and then a lot of like our scorekeepers and track officials were pretty bundled up. So it was a good night to start off with, a great opener for the season. Had a lot of cars show up, and fans showed up. Good night of racing, and the track held together well. It looked really good now with all the new paint on it, and the K-rails all painted red and white, and the poles all painted, and a lot of new sponsors down the back straightaway on the billboard. It looked really good. We actually didn't have to cut the track during intermission, which is pretty much the first. Very rarely have we not had to cut the track.
Wow.
This time we didn't. It kind of dried out on the bottom. We came out after intermission, rewatered the track. The dwarf cars were the first ones out, rolled it back in. Go over what we had so far. So last night, our junior drivers in the Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Charlie Carty got a win. In the Masters Mini Dwarfs, Deegan Gilbert got a main event win. And to our junior sprints, Kaylee Carty got a main event win. And then on our big track, for the main events for the dwarf cars, Austin Weiland got a main event win. Good, hard, fast-charging car that one was. Brittany finished eighth, so she had a good night.
Yay.
And the hard charger was Robert Peters.
Oh, yeah,
and
Robert Peters.
Stocks,
sure.
He's been on the show. He's a good guy.
Yep.
Greg Mann got a main event win. Good to see Paul Damberger back at the track. I haven't seen him in a long time. Modifies Mitchell Nini came all the way. Well, he grew up here, but he's living back in Kentucky with his chassis builder. He runs a Shaw chassis, and they're based out of somewhere around Kentucky, and that's where he moved back there to work for his chassis manufacturer. But he came out here, been doing some racing out at Kokopah and running our track for a little while he's out here, and then
nice.
He'll go back home.
Very nice.
In our pro stock ponies, pro and stock ponies, Dennis Taylor got a main event win. And then Russell Staley and the stock pony had a great battle between him and the 44, Tommy Crow. I mean, back and forth. And it was just like a good battle. Wow. Really good to watch. In our pure stocks, Jason Aldridge got a main event win. Mm-hmm. And all the videos are on YouTube. Thanks to my friend 7Zerex. It videos it over in turn two. So if anyone wants to see what the action was like or see what they missed, check him out on YouTube. And also we're on BronaSpeedway.com, and we're also on Facebook. Become one of our friends on Facebook. We're talking about a lot of new things, so people now have become friends. You know, we're thinking about giving away some passes, you know, trying to entice people to come and watch the track and be part of the family.
Absolutely, yeah. So when's the next race?
And the next race, 2 weeks, April 7th. We're featuring everything that we ran last night. And then April 21st, which is the race after that, we're going to be having our first figure eight race.
Mm. Yay. That's the one that we went to. We went to figure eight last year, Dave.
Cool.
When they were having figure eight night.
Oh, that's pretty good. Hopefully we get a lot of figure eight cars to show up. And then later down in the schedule, so May 19th will be our first appearance for Lightning Sprint.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that nice looking fast car that was on KUSI.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be featured that night.
All right. And then you have another figure eight on June 2nd, right?
Yeah, we have three of them kind of scheduled throughout the season. Yeah, June 2nd, and then
October 6th?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking at my schedule, too. And then the California Lightning Sprints are there one time, and then we have them scheduled our different kind of division of them, but I'm not sure if we're just going to go with California Lightning Sprints throughout the season, but we have two more races with the sprint cars. The mini sprint cars coming back, Lightning Sprints coming
cool.
back.
Now, did the racers give you any feedback about the track?
Everyone said they really liked the track. The ones that didn't say that said they didn't like the track, I think they missed the setup and wasn't working for them. But Austin Weiland, which the dwarf cars are the first ones out, he said the track was coming in at the last of their main event. So, like, right at the end, he said it was really coming in, getting really good and fast. He could really put the car in the corner and just, you know, get it to go. In the modifieds, the guys that with the crate motors, which is a factory, like you buy a factory sealed motor kind of thing. Crates were pretty dominant last night. In fact, I think all four of the finishers, top four finishers were crates. And for some reason, the crates just don't have the power to spin the tires. So if you have to drive a crate a little bit harder, like into the corner harder and stall the car out pretty much. So you're not, you know, trying to get the tires to spin. So the crate motors were pretty good. And everyone said they really liked the track. It was really good. It stayed really nice the whole night.
Awesome. Did you have anybody complain that they couldn't find the concession stand?
No. You guys are the only ones that can't find your way.
I think we're the only pinheads that couldn't find the concession stand. We couldn't even follow our nose, for God's sake.
Well, next time, I guess we'll have to have an escort or someone with you to help you around the track.
Yes, and I want a golf cart with stereo.
Oh, brother.
Let me talk to management and see what happens there.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Just as long as we get a hamburger, we're good.
Your own personal assistant is what you need, right?
Well, I've been saying that for years.
Yes.
Are you kidding? I've been saying it for years.
Not just at the racetrack.
Yeah. Well, you know,
life in general.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much life in general, but that's okay. But you know what? It's a little, you know, I know it was chilly as you know what last night, but still, you know, he had a good car count, so.
Yeah.
And hopefully you had a
21 dwarfs and 17 mods, 17 pure stocks. I mean, yeah, the car count was up there. Everyone was really excited about, you know, getting out there opening night and seeing how this new track runs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fans that were there, you know, really got a lot of good feedback from, really liked the way the track was laid out and really liked the way it was, like, nice and clean and all new painted. And, you know, a lot of fans really enjoyed it.
Right. Well, that's the main thing. Now we can just – so I was talking to Tommy, who's working for KUSI now. He's at KGB, and he's kind of an event planner type thing, and he helps, you know, book guests. So I pitched him on being the point guy to how about a celebrity race out of Barona, and he's all over it. So it looks like we're going to be able to pull that off. He's going to see what he can come up with. So I'll hook you two guys up. So
That'd be nice. I think we just get everyone into a pure stock. So,
yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of horsepower. They're simple to drive, automatic, and go for it.
Yeah, I right there with you, man, right there with you.
So would you drive, Dave?
No, I'd beat everybody. I don't want to do that. That's embarrassing. I'd want to get some people out
there. You'd have to handicap Dave. He'd have to start in the back or a half a lap down.
Hey, that's the only place I start is in the back because that's where all the fun is. I mean, if you're not banging and clashing all the way, then I just never have anybody talk to me again. That's the funny thing.
You think about it, you know, you'd have these guys that never really raced before, and here you are, you know, putting a bumper on them or something like that. They wouldn't know what the heck is going on.
Well, that's true, too. So you're giving me second thoughts. That sounds like an idea. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Hey, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Folks, this is Dirt Dude. He is the man when it comes to announcing at Barona Speedway. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, all right, you too.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we should be having a call in from Paris Auto Speedway. I've got
Ronnie Gardner is supposed to be calling in.
Yeah, well, he's married now, so we don't know if that's going to work.
Mr. Gardner.
Not. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to www.parisautospeedway.com. Parisautospeedway.com. Located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris. You can check out their website. Find out when the racing is all ready to rock and roll. And they've got events that would curl your hair, folks. You really need to check them out. And one of the stars is Ronnie Gardner. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, bud?
Not too bad. How's it going?
We're good.
So are you working on the race car or are you resting?
I'm actually playing golf at the moment.
Good. That's good.
I hope you...
So much rain. There ain't been much racing going on.
I know. It's been terrible.
Well, since they had snow in Indianapolis, you really can't race.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Yep. NASCAR race snowed out today, too.
Snowed out. Gotta love it.
I think that's the first time I think it's ever snowed. I don't know if they've ever had a snow out up there. Do you think?
I've never seen a NASCAR race snow out. I've seen a sprint car race snow out.
Yeah, but not a... Yeah, that's weird.
There was a video of Joseph Newgarden walking around yesterday at the track with one of his buddies who's in NASCAR, and he goes, "Come to Indiana in springtime. It's lovely." And there's all this snow coming down on his jacket, and it was hysterical.
That's funny. So, 5-time consecutive USAC Western Midget Champion.
Well,
my.
Well, just so why bother with success, you know?
Yeah, it's been a good run.
Yeah,
the last 5 years.
I'll say. Just a little hard work.
A little bit. A lot of time. A lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That's what they say.
A lot of ups and downs.
That's what they say. If you want to do well in racing, you got to start with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And travel a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just race it?
Not so bad racing here in California, but
yeah,
I do a lot of traveling.
So you race?
A lot of races are in Northern California, so we do about 5 trips a year.
Yeah.
Up there.
Well, at least for now, you can stay down here for a bit, right?
Yeah, I don't think we have a race scheduled up there till, I want to say June, maybe July.
Oh, nice.
We were supposed to go last week. We're going to run up at Placerville Speedway with the World of Outlaws, and that one got rained out too. So our first 2 races of the year have been rained out.
Yeah, a lot of rainouts. Yeah, we're getting winter late this year, I think.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, because winter was great. We didn't have much, rain or anything, and now all of a sudden we're having it just because racing season's starting.
Mm-hmm. I remember around Thanksgiving time, it was 85 degrees over here.
Yeah, exactly. So how was last night?
Last night?
Yeah, did you race? You didn't race last night. You're not at Barona, right? You're just at Paris?
We don't start our year till April now. That first race at Paris got rained out a couple weeks ago. So
yep. So April 14th, right?
Yep. To Larry.
All right. And what are you running this year?
Right now, I actually don't have a ride for the sprint car stuff.
Ah.
No ride. So hopefully, if anybody out there is hearing this, I got a car and a trailer. I just got no money to go race.
Okay, so everybody, Ronnie Gardner needs a ride. So let's not let this guy not have a ride. How should people get in touch with you if they have a ride for you?
Either through my cell phone or email would be the easiest.
Okay.
Or social media. Social media, I'm on social media.
What's
on
your
Facebook and Twitter.
What's your Facebook?
It's just Ronnie Gardner.
Oh, okay, great.
So you just search me. It's like a public deal, so we can get in contact with you there.
Okay, so everybody on Facebook, give this guy a little heads up if you know somebody that has a ride for a sprint car for Ronnie Gardner. We got to make that happen.
Much appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I miss running out at Paris.
Yeah.
I only ran there 3 or 4 times last year. I'm trying to talk Scott into letting me be one of the pit reporters if I don't find a ride. Get a microphone and do some interviews.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
We've been talking about it. Maybe he'll make it happen for me.
Why not? Right? You'd know all the right questions to ask.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know most of the drivers personally, so that makes it a lot easier, too.
Sure does. Yeah. All right.
Hopefully the rain stops and we go racing soon.
That's it. And the tracks have to dry up a little bit. Because you want it to be wetted down, but you don't want it to be horribly muddy and troughy and like a swamp out there.
When it's super wet, it usually makes the track rough and choppy. And
yeah.
One lane, so it's hard to pass. Mm-hmm. Up a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Trying to pass people and there's not really a big enough hole to get through and people start running into each other and it's just a big mess.
Yeah. And then you would probably get, berms or, mud berms built up and then, it's just unsafe. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. We were just interviewing a guy who presents safety seminars and for racers and he's doing one up at the Long Beach Grand Prix. which happens to be, you know, it's coming up in April as well.
That's a couple weeks from now, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And so very timely issue of safety, not just for the people in the Long Beach Grand Prix, but, you know, all kinds of racers need to be worried about safety. It's always a... The good news is that technology keeps evolving. And he was talking about how in Formula One now they have they have this new halo system that they're using on the race cars for concussions, and all this new concussion stuff is just really good. The concussion protocol, how to know if you've had one. Have you ever had a concussion in a race car?
I've had a few.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never a fun time.
No. Well, hopefully you can avoid that. But yeah, with helmets and everything.
Seats.
Oh, yeah.
Seats are a lot safer now. I know USAC is, I think, May 1st. Everybody's got to have a full containment seat. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah, hopefully they don't cost much more money than a regular seat.
They do, but I mean, if you have the money, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, even if you're, he was talking about if your helmet gets conked one time, you have to go get another helmet. So, yeah, I mean, you do have to outlay that cash, but it's worth it. So,
it's definitely worth it.
Yep. Because you don't want to be upside down and not happy.
Nope.
It's okay to be upside down, just, you know, just so that you walk away and you're going, okay, what's next?
Hey, Ronnie, I need some advice. I need some advice from you. So,
okay.
I signed Michelle up to do the Corey Cruzman sprint car experience.
There you go.
See? She'll do fine, don't you think?
Yeah, they got a lot of smart people over there pointing you in the right direction.
Good.
See, that's what I
and
keep.
I'm a good... See, here's the thing with me. I am very good at following directions.
Right. I just...
Remember, it only goes as fast as you push the pedal.
Great advice. So I guess it'd be good advice if I quit sending her all these sprint cars and get upside down and flying in the sky. Should I stop
that? Yeah,
keep
sending me videos, Ronnie.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
You know,
you're gonna tear off before she even gets there.
Yeah, he's doing it on purpose. He just wants to get me all, you know.
Well, I don't get to do it. She gets to do it. So I figure, hey, you know. And I don't know if you know Brittany Sandoval. She races a dwarf car out of Barona.
I do not.
So I hooked her up so she could at least, those two can go hand in hand. So one's not going to be, one of them is super excited. And the other one is still out on the fence.
Well, 800 horsepower in a cage.
Well,
you know,
tell the truth.
On.
Tell the truth why you're afraid, because your right foot weighs 7,482 pounds.
I tend to want to gun it. And I like to go fast.
Yeah, well.
In a car, I'm comfortable.
You're on to the right place.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
Right. As long as I feel comfortable in the car, I'm good.
You know what the problem is, Ronnie? She's going to get hooked on it. Then I am going to be toast.
That's another possibility.
My advice is for somebody to videotape it, because you're going to, the first time you get in, you get out there, you're going to feel like you're flying around there, and then you're going to watch a video and it's not going to look very fast.
Look like you're going 15 miles an hour.
Oh, I love it.
So I had to run down and grab some hosts for my next show coming up, Gun Sports Radio. Yeah, I do a gun show. Can you believe that? So I don't know how much I missed, but are you racing the same division, or if you're moving up, or are you staying right where you're at?
I'll be racing most of the USAC midget shows this year. I don't think I'm going to run a full season. Still looking for a sprint car ride from Paris and those shows. So. Hopefully something come together and we can run a couple races down there.
How would people get a hold of you if they have a ride for you?
That's the part you
Facebook.
Missed. He said people should go to
Facebook. Media and Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go to his Facebook.
I'm on every social media.
Sure.
I'm on Twitter.
Well, and somebody hooks up with you. One, they're hooking up with a winner. Two, you got full access to radio and TV just whenever you want it. So, I mean, any sponsor would be thrilled to be able to get... Because, you know, it's hard. I mean, a lot of drivers can give that kind of return on investment. So, and we're here to help you anytime, any way we can. If they want an hour, we'll give them an hour, whatever it needs to get you back behind the wheel. We're here to help.
I appreciate that. So if there's anybody out there interested in partnering up with a race car team, just get in contact with me and we'll figure something out.
That sounds like a plan to me. All right. So are you holding up all the golfers?
No, actually... I just got to the first tee box when I needed a call, so I just been waving people through.
Oh, you're a nice golfer. How nice is that? All right. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and let you go so you can get back at it. Want to thank you very much for taking time out of your day, and we look forward to seeing you back behind the wheel.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ronnie.
Take care, Ronnie.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. We come back. I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Well, we'll figure it out.
You think? AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
His name, 1170.
The answer.
I'm looking for a magnet. Michelle's playing with her green machine toy.
And our sponsor for this segment is Certified Car Clinic at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee.
Okay, I don't have the little magneto. All
right. And what does Certified Car Clinic do, Dave?
Certified Car Clinic works on everything under the sun, but they specialize in performance.
Oh, so they'll soup your ride up?
Oh, yeah. One of the managers there, he's got a new Ford Mustang GT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the new ones? One of the really...
I think it's a 617.
Oh, okay.
But he's got 1,000 horsepowers under the hood.
Does he race it?
Yeah. So knows how to get. Oh, yeah. He does it legally. He goes to drag strips. He doesn't do it on the street.
Does he go to the Barona drag nights?
He actually goes down to race legal.
Oh, at Qualcomm Stadium.
Yeah, he goes down.
God, are they still doing that?
Yeah, they're still banging along.
So is a Friday night, as far as I remember?
Friday nights. Yeah, it's crazy.
Good. So go to racelegal.com. I wish they would sponsor our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They'd be a great sponsor because I really believe in them. I think. If things change at the stadium.
It is. It's gone. It's gone.
It just breaks my heart.
Yeah. We used to try to do it out at the sports arena, but at night it would get, the mist would get on the ground.
Yeah, too close to the coast. Yeah, so it's better to be a little more inland.
This was e-ticket ride.
Woo, woo, woo.
Well, we had one of the auto
slipping
shop
and slide.
Teacher's daughters was driving the car and lost it, and instead of getting out of it, she got in it, and it hit one K-rail and then just went into another K-rail, just flat out.
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Well,
destroyed the car. So
yes. So go to certifiedcarcare.net for a Certified Car Clinic. And
then if you
Santee.
Need a dyno pull, just tell me you mentioned it here on KCBQ, and you get a really sweet discount if you need it. Because a dyno pull... The only way you're going to know what you're going to get out from under the hood is until you find out what
so
a baseline
dyno it.
Is.
That's sure. Right. Yep. A lot of the rotary guys get their dynos done.
It's snowing in Indiana, so the NASCAR race got
whacked. It was really funny. I was listening to the radio this morning while I was getting ready at around 9 or 10. And on the national CBS radio news, they said, and NASCAR is snowed out today. And I just about... put my mascara in my eye.
I don't think I've ever heard of a track being snowed out.
Yeah, unbelievable. But
if you look in the history books, I'm sure it is there.
And I was laughing about that Joseph Newgarden video.
Yeah, I thought, didn't I send that to you?
I think it was on his Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, it just probably came up.
Yeah, he just posted it. It was really
funny.
Well,
he is just, I guess
he's everywhere.
He figures, I'm the champion, so I'm going to be exposed.
He is everywhere.
Every kind of sporting event. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Hinchcliffe, I've seen Hinchcliffe, he's doing stuff for Honda now.
Right.
He's doing
pitch
some pitches for Honda. Mm. They're pulling these guys, and I'm telling you.
Are you sitting down? Danica Patrick was driving today.
What?
No, it had to be an old race.
It had to be. They were replaying old stuff. And when I was listening to the XM.
When I was listening to the XM,
they were replaying a race from like the 1970s.
Yeah, but this one was actually on TV, and it was at Martinsville.
Uh-huh.
And they had the 88 card, and Earnhardt
was
driving.
Yeah, they were replaying. Just they had to do something. I mean, they had 3 hours of footage
regurgitation.
Blocked, so they had to do something.
Okay, so it dawned on me because I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah. Well, they should run something along the bottom.
They should. They should say this is from 19.
whatever. Well, and the cars look fairly new.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Anyway. So, yeah, snowed out. And it's going to be tomorrow, by the way. They're going to run it tomorrow. That's Okay, so a lot of people are going to be calling in sick.
I'm not. I'll get to watch it because I've got cars coming and going tomorrow. Oh, I'm getting the Camaro ZL1.
You are?
Which is 600 and something horsepower.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I just got out of the Mustang 5.0. Mm-hmm. Not comparing the two, of course, because the 5.0 is a little smaller
than
the Camaro ZL1.
So less horsepower, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about getting that.
Do you think that you're going to feel weird, I think, being in the Mustang and then going to the Corvette because it's Camaro. So much more, or the Camaro. Oh, the Camaro.
Yeah, see, it's pretty close.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, even though the ZL is going to have a lot more horsepower, but the Mustang GT had a 10-speed auto.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the Camaro ZL1 has a 10-speed auto, but I can't remember. Didn't Chevrolet reach out to us to get a Z06?
You know, I just followed up on that yesterday.
And where is it?
I said, where are we at with the Z06? I said something like, please don't tell me you were teasing us, Zach.
And you haven't heard anything about it?
And he didn't respond, but that was late Friday or maybe even Saturday. I can't remember, but I was catching up with all my old emails and going, hey, he never got back to us. He said he'd have it in April.
The other thing, I'll give you homework since you gave me homework. When you get some time, reach out to the BMW driving experience. It's right there. It's right there in your neighborhood.
Right on the 405. Yes, I know. I drove by it the other day when I came back from Bakersfield, and I went, oh, I want to go in there. There's the Porsche experience is up off the 405.
Well, we should bang on both of them.
And they have a great place to eat lunch, too. Dean Case goes there for lunch all the time.
That's vegetarian.
They have everything. It's
I am not eating vegetarian. I'm watching the food channel. I watch the food channel. They're not faking me.
I'm going home and making myself a porcini or a mushroom burger.
Oh, my goodness.
With rosemary and cheese.
Well, I watched them last night.
Yes, portobello.
No, you take pastrami and you put it on the grill and you just put a weight on it until it turns into like crispy.
Oh, my.
That's a patty. Pastrami patty with cheese and onion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes your mouth water. Don't.
Well, yeah, because we didn't have lunch.
Well, I didn't have
lunch. I had to have
either.
A granola bar.
I didn't have lunch either. I could have brought you a Spam sandwich.
Right. All right. So now we have Formula One running this weekend.
We missed it. It was
it was
dark 2
o'clock
30.
In the morning. I should have DVR'd it and I blew it.
I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you. But I guess.
I blew it.
We don't know anything about it.
No. Except the usual,
but that's,
you know.
It's we're back.
Lewis Hamilton.
Again.
Will Lewis Hamilton be dominating? It's like you could say it in a monotone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Will Lewis Hamilton be in?
And who's
going to
have
Vettel.
The rules? Who's going to run the rules? And who's going to be first? Who's on second? What's on third?
Yes. And will they complain about the halo?
So what did you think of Formula E? Because that was
last
was that your
weekend,
first time watching it?
No, but. It was my first time watching the whole thing, and Dave
you
and I
made
were texting
it through the whole race.
Dave and I were texting each other back and forth, and because it was short, okay, so
only 50 laps.
It's not a long race, people. It was interesting. First of all, the first thing that hits you is the sound.
That's perfect. Yeah, you hit around that. What did you think of the driver change, the pits?
Oh gosh. Okay, so it's sort of like the running starts they used to do. Okay, so it's a contest in the pits. You have to have your pit guy line up your car with
perfectly.
The other one so you can hop in. And he comes and he unfastens you and you hop out of one and hop right into the other. And he straps you in and then you drive off.
But you got to get belted in.
Yeah, and the guy has to do it for you.
Yeah, you can't do it yourself.
Yeah. Because you got gloves on. There's no way you're going to be able to do that right.
The only thing,
so it's weird. Instead of changing anything, you just change cars.
But all the manufacturers are starting to back it.
They had a big field.
Oh,
and there's a big purse.
Some of your big competitors, big manufacturers are getting into it.
Yeah, we got Jag. Jag had their Formula E car at the LA Auto Show. Yeah. It was a huge attention getter, believe me.
Yeah.
Even though these things look like praying mantises.
They do. And they're super, super, super.
I texted Dave a picture of a praying mantis. I go, this is the cars. Yeah.
They're super fragile.
Yeah, they look very lightweight.
They do not take impact well at all. And I'm talking something as simple as a berm on the turn. I've watched them before where they've hit that. If they hit it hard enough, it'll rip the wheel right off it.
Mm-hmm. So.
But if you don't mind the high-pitched squeal, it is pretty competitive. The thing that I don't like about it is for somebody that's never seen it before, it makes no sense.
Mm.
And where they put the name of the driver and everything on the side, they don't even spell his name out. Like if his name is Martin, it'll just put M-R.
You're supposed to know. Wow.
No, you're supposed to. No. I mean, so they do that, and then instead of laps and instead of all that, they just show percentages of.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes a little bit.
They show how much battery life is left, right? Because you can tell because of the onboard data, and, you know, it's electric and it's got all the data.
It's down to 2%. Oh, my gosh. He's coming in.
He's going to come in and switch cars. You know, it should be.
Is he going to make it? I don't know if he's going to make it.
They can't switch out the batteries.
No.
They'll probably never get to that point, huh? Where they switch out batteries in the pit.
Well, if batteries get down to a plug, you know, when you just reach, grab it, pull it out, shove another one in and go.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be powerful enough
to do
a race car.
Not right now. I think down the road. My biggest problem with Formula E is nobody knows who's driving them. A lot of older drivers, a lot of your retired race car drivers are kind of coming out of the woodwork. I don't know if they're romancing them.
Well, the money's good, you know, and money can get people out of retirement. It's really, the purses are unreal for Formula E.
Yeah, they weren't the first year.
People are just throwing money at it.
Yeah, it's really.
It's good money.
It almost makes me wonder why. You know, what's the incentive other than. Because you got to have two cars. Okay, granted, all the big teams have two cars, three cars, four cars. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's good to see the old drivers come back out. But on the other hand, it's pretty competitive. You know, it's all street. They don't do any road course or don't any ovals. I think everything is street driven.
Yeah, it's all like Grand Prix style. Now,
are they going to run at the Long Beach Grand Prix? Because they did last.
It sort of an exhibition?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
That's what I was going to say is this race is so short. Okay, you're asking people to go all the way out to a race course and sit there for a half hour race.
50 laps.
You got to have something else going on.
I don't think they're standalones. I think they've got to
be with
other
forms. Yeah, they've
got to
be in conjunction with other forms. So it would make sense to have a Formula E race at Long Beach Grand Prix, but I don't know that they're doing it.
It would make sense. We could have asked Taylor what he called.
He might have known. Yeah. I'll have to look. That could be, what's the other homework that you wanted?
Yeah. Oh, no, I want you to look for the BMW driving school.
Oh, yes.
And Porsche driving school. Have you seen the new race that's on TV now called American Truck?
No.
You haven't seen American Truck? Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think it's on.
No, I haven't been watching much TV.
Thursday nights, and what it is, five guys and girls come out with these off-road vehicles, and they have a road course they have to travel on. Mm-hmm. Silly things.
Where are they doing it?
Someplace in the boonies.
All right. So,
all right. Well, hey, your song is on.
Well, that means we have to get out the word that we're on Facebook. There's a You Ought to Know page, and there is a Racer Radio page. So go there for all your updates and follow us. Also, carcentric.net is where you can find some stuff about all the car events that are going on in Southern California.
All right. We'll take a small break, but hey, Gun Sports Radio coming up next. It's just me and Hollywood here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.